Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the series Land of Light, on the events that shaped the history of Islam in the days of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We have presented to you some of the highlights concerning the crucial Battle of Uhud that the pagan Arabs had imposed upon the Muslims, and how, after a seesaw struggle, the day was saved for Islam by the valor of the Prophet's young cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, whose brilliant swordsmanship made the angels of God chant, La fata illa Ali, la saifa illa Zulfaqar, which means, there is no braver youth than Ali, and no sharper sword than Zulfaqar. The battle also exposed some of the Prophet's companions as weak of heart and weak of faith when they fled the battlefield on fear of life. In Medina, an elderly lady of Hashemite clan was concerned with the conflicting reports coming from the battlefield of Uhud. She was Fatima, daughter of Asad, the mother of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the foster mother who had brought up the orphaned prophet as her own son. She recalled the refreshing memories of her youth. His birth refreshed our house, and the lives of me and his father, like a beautiful flower, although we had been blessed with other children before him. Upon his arrival, my heart split into two, one towards this newborn, and the other half towards the orphan son of the deceased Abdullah Hanamene, who me and my husband had brought up as our own son. Now his three-day absence from Medina is reminding me of the 3 decades which I had waited for his arrival after becoming the bride of Abu Talib, and despite giving birth to 3 sons, that is, Talib, Ja'far, and Aqil. I remember those days when Amina bint Wahb and myself were young brides, married respectively to Abdullah and Abu Talib, the sons of the chieftain of Mecca, Abdul Muttalib of the monotheist Hashemite clan. Amina first gave birth to the radiant boy Muhammad, who was the apple of the eye of the family. Fatima bint Asad continued, I was young, sitting next to venerable women of the Quraysh, listening to the remarks of elderly women, including my mother-in-law, Fatima bint Amr Makhzumi, and Fatima bint Zaida, the mother of our future daughter-in-law, Khadija bint Khuwailid. In that moment, all of a sudden, I sensed the scent of charming little boy, the orphan son of Amina. We all admired him. At his side, everybody began to admire and praise him. I also longed to have an admirable son like him, although I was bringing him up personally, following the death of his mother, and my husband's commendable decision to take his orphaned nephew under his care. Over the next few years, I gave birth to Talib, Ja'far, and Aqil, but I still long to have a son that would be admirable and praiseworthy like the son of Amine. Years passed, and finally, 3 decades later, Fatima bint Asad became pregnant again. She was full of joy, and on learning of her pregnancy, her husband Abu Talib was also overjoyed and said that this is the son for which they had been waiting all these years. An admirable and exceptionally brave son will be born, and he will be an assistant to his cousin, the Prophet of God. He will keep the enemies of the Prophet at bay with his sword, and his grandeur will make the Arab and the Israelite champions shake in their boots. God is pleased with him, and he is content with whatever God has decreed for him. The Prophet will personally raise him and marry him to his dearest daughter. Fatima bint Asad said,
"Your remarks, O dear Abu Talib, has filled me with joy. Often I feel the embryo in my womb speaking to me."
As the days of delivery neared, Fatima bint Asad would pray and supplicate to the one and only God with more fervor, and sometimes to the Holy Kaaba, although with a heavy heart, since the pagan Arabs had defiled the sanctity of this edifice of Abraham by installing idols around it. An Arab man said,
"I have been stunned by what I saw today. I was at the Kaaba talking with a group of men from the Abdul Azza clan, and Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib was also with us. Suddenly I saw Abbas's sister-in-law, that is the wife of Abu Talib, approach the Kaaba and without caring for the idols went straight to its wall and began to murmur a prayer to the unseen but omnipresent God. Suddenly we saw the wall of the Kaaba open like a door, and when Fatima bint Asad stepped inside it, it closed from behind. We stood up and ran in confusion. To our surprise, there was no gap or hole in that part of the wall that had miraculously opened up and closed. Later, after regaining our senses, we brought crowbars to break the door of the Kaaba, but to our further bewilderment, nothing could happen as the door and its locks remained steadfast."
Fatima bint Asad said, "Inside the Kaaba, which Adam had built as the first symbolic house for the one and only God on earth, and which later Abraham and Ishmael had rebuilt, I was the guest of the unseen Almighty Lord for 3 days, during which I gave birth to a radiant boy. I heard the voice of an angel.
His name is the epithet of the Lord Most High, that is, Ali. God has endowed the newborn with exceptional merits, which he will further enhance. He is the one who breaks all of the idols of this house and invites people to the worship of the one and only God, as assistant to his elder cousin, Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Tidings of paradise to his followers, while his enemies will be damned."
In this manner, Ali was born. When the wall of the Kaaba again miraculously parted to provide me exit and then closed behind me as if no breach had occurred, I found my husband Abu Talib along with his dear nephew, the future prophet, waiting anxiously to have a glimpse of the newborn. Suddenly, I saw the eyes of the newborn open and fall on the eyes of his 30-year-old cousin, and there was a flash of a smile on the lips of both as if they had known each other.
Abu Talib encouraged his son Ali to always keep the company of his elderly first cousin, who also was very much attached to the toddler. In fact, when Ali was still a boy, the future prophet and his wife Khadija, who had lost in infancy to the cold hands of death, both of their sons, Qasim and Abdullah, decided to take Ali under their care. Fatima bint Asad said,
Ali had gone with the prophet to the field of Uhud to ward off the invasion of the pagan Arabs of Mecca. At last, after 3 days, when these two returned, but without their brave uncle, Hamza, son of Abdul Muttalib, who had been treacherously martyred, they related to me the heroic events of the battlefield.
If the whims of the group who were to stand guard at Uhud Mountain would have not made them refuse to obey the prophet's instruction, the pagan Arabs would have fled the field. However, the disobedient guards left the scene, which gave an opportunity to infidel Khalid, son of Walid, who, lying in ambush, to surprise the Muslims and make most of them flee from the battlefield, including some senior companions of the Prophet, while the steadfast among them were martyred. It was Imam Ali, peace be upon him, who firmly stood beside the Prophet and saved the day for Islam by single-handedly driving away the pagan Arabs. The Arabs inflicted some 90 wounds on the young Ali's hands, legs and face, but never did he drop guard, and with brilliant swordsmanship made short work of most of them until they fled. Fatima bint Asad said, Archangel Gabriel admired the loyalty of my son. He descended before the Prophet, praising Ali.
Ali has truly shown gentlemanliness.
The Prophet said,
That is because Ali is part of me and I am part of him.
Meanwhile, a heavenly voice was raised, which everyone heard. Gabriel noted,
La fata illa Ali la saif illa Zulfaqar. There is no braver youth than Ali and no sharper sword than Zulfaqar.
Fatima bint Asad said,
I had also heard this voice wholeheartedly in Medina. When I saw my two beloved ones returning from Uhud, I thanked God for the honor which was granted to the family of Abu Talib on behalf of Ali.
Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. Do not forget to tune in next week to listen to the rest of the story. Until then, God bless you and goodbye.